Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. It's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you guys are doing well, and I'm so glad that I get to join you in today's devotional. You know, many of my heroes growing up were professional athletes. I even thought I was going to be one day. Some of them were great examples to follow, and some were probably not the best to follow as I look back and think about the people I looked up to. When I was in Little League, though, I would roll up my sleeves like Bo Jackson would. I could never quite break the bat over my knee like he did, though. In basketball, I'd wear a knee support and roll it just like Michael Jordan. But none of those things helped me in my ability to do the things on the court or the field that those guys could do. Of course, though, in my heart, I really hoped it would. You know, there's some people in Ephesus who mimicked the leader similar to what I was doing. Maybe they put the robes just right. Maybe they did this just right. They wore their hat this way. And they had expectations kind of like I did. Some people saw the power of the magicians, the priests, even the Apostle Paul, and even his handkerchief that healed the sick and cast out even spirits, and they saw those, and they wanted to do it too. They tried to follow and do the exact same thing. We see this in Acts 19, verses 11 through 16. The problem was they forgot that the real power was from God and not the people that they were emulating. A severe incident of them trying to use this power that they didn't have left a few of them beaten and in fear, trying to do something they couldn't. And a radical change was needed in the hearts of the people so the lives of the people could be fixed. That's what God was doing. The incident became known all around, and it caused something to happen that was needed. Repentance. Repentance is a radical change of heart because they realized that there was something wrong in their practice before God. This led to a few simple steps that show how repentance is not just a little course correction, but a complete turnaround. First, the people confessed. We see that in verse 18. They didn't try to hide or pretend that nothing happened. They actually shared with one another to start the process. Second, they disclosed the things that were causing them problems, and also causing problems between them and God. We said that in verse 19. Third, they severed their ties with the scrolls and the thinking that played a part in their sin. Those three simple acts were more powerful than the things they were trying to do. The power is not ours. It's God's. It is God's unfathomable kindness that calls us to repentance. It is Jesus who takes away our condemnation. Why does he do it? Because he loves us. His love, his kindness, God's Son, and his power to allow us to repent and be transformed by his grace. I learned to stop trying to be like Bo and Mike and start being who God had called me to be. It was a process of confession, of disclosure, and severing ties with the lies that I believed. If you need some help in this process, we're here to help you. We've been through it, and we're happy to walk alongside you as you go through it. Hope you guys have a great day. See you soon.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.